This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines right now by Gooding Senators High School football coach Cameron Anderson. Coach Anderson, thanks for taking some time today.
Hey, thank you, Matt. How's it going?
Doing well, sir. Good to hear from you once again. You're in your sixth season now as the head coach in Gooding. Last season, your team compiled an 8-3 overall record that took you to the state semifinals. You just started fall camp today, from what I understand. How was the first day, and what was the atmosphere like around the kids?
You know, I was just talking to one of my assistants about this. I've been a head coach for 10 years now, 6 years here. I've never had a first day go as well as today went, as far as just, we worked really hard on adjusting practices to prepare us for the next level and getting to the next step, and hired some new coaches that are highly, highly qualified, doing a lot of OD everyday kind of stuff. The kids loved it. We had a great, great tempo, which is key for us this year. And the kids had great attitudes. One of the best first day turnouts I've ever had. I mean, it was just a real positive day. We're really pleased with how it went.
Now, from last season, you lose a few notable players in Cole McGinnis, Torin Brunson, Hank Bozier, and more. Let's start on offense. Who's coming back, and who do we need to watch out for?
Well, we've got Josh Finley coming back. He's a two-time first-team All-State running back. He was as a sophomore and a junior, both an All-State running back in the 3A. He'll be coming back, and he, his sophomore season, he weighed about 205, and we used him more as a feature back in the backfield. Last year, we needed him to play middle linebacker and bring more of the hammer on offense, so he actually went up to about 200, and he played at about 228, 230, and then ended up wrestling, won the state wrestling championship at 225. Right now, he weighs about 197, and he's in the best shape I've ever seen him. So we expect big things from him. We return our starting quarterback, Wyatt Williams. Wyatt had a great season. He's a dual threat. He threw for over 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. He ran for over 600 yards. He ran for over 800 yards. Look at his stats right now. He ran for over 800 yards and 12 touchdowns at the quarterback position. So, he'll just be a junior this year. So we expect him to grow within the offense a little bit. On the O-line, we've got two returning first-team All-Conference guys. And Landon Coyle, our center, was a second-team All-State guy last year. And in our minds, he's the best offensive lineman in the 3A classification. He's a little undersized as opposed to like a Garrett Larson from Fruitland, but his technique is second to none. And he's so smart, so football savvy. So, those are three of the guys that we'll really be leaning on behind him. We got a tight end coming back this year, Derek Hickson, who's about 6'2", 230, a big, big, strong power guy. So, hopefully we can use Finley in that situation, run behind them a little bit, and try to focus on our power run game.
Chatting with Gooding Senators head coach Cameron Anderson, continuing on offense for a moment here, what are some of the areas of focus that you're looking at to improve on from last year?
We've struggled to develop a strong, strong passing game. So we've got to be better in play action, especially with our running backs. And our O-line, we've got to be better in play action. And mostly that's on me developing scheme to fit our personnel really well. We worked hard on that this offseason. We're also kind of weak at wide receiver. We have really good players there, but they're unproven. They're sophomores and some young juniors. And we'll have to lean on young guys to make some big plays in big situations. And, that's always an unknown for a football coach. But they're really good athletes. We just got to see if they're ready for the big show. And if they are, I think we'll be in a good situation.
Let's switch to the defensive side of the football right now. Give us a little bit of info on who's coming back and who you think is going to stand out this year.
We run a 4-2-5, a base 4-2-5. You got to be really strong in that, in your two linebackers and your two safeties. And all four of those guys are returning starters from last year. We feel really good about our front seven and our front eight as far as our defense goes. Hank Boger was an first-team All-State player at free safety, and he led us in tackles the last 3 years, and now he's playing at CMI. He was a great, great player for us at free safety. So we're going to have to replace him. We got Jed Pearson coming in to do that. He's a junior. He's had some experience there, and You know, that'll be another young guy stepping in that we need to lean on. You know, really for us defensively last year, our corners were probably our weakness. And after the summer, I think that they're really one of our strengths now. Clancy Cockrum came in and had a big growth spurt. He'll be a junior. And this summer, in seven-on-seven sessions in District 4, I think he was the best corner in the district, regardless of classification. So we're really happy with his development. He's a really, really good athlete, and it's good to have him out there. And Caleb Erickson coming back brings some experience. So, you know, I think that our strength has got to be experience on defense, that those front seven are really played a lot of varsity football, and that helps us out.
Now, you've been known as the Band of Brothers in your community. It's a theme that you've been using the past few years. Tell me a little bit about what that theme means to your team and to the community.
A couple of years ago, when I got here, Gooding had, I think, one win in 3 years when I had gotten the job. You know, the first year we had a battle. Second year we got to the state playoffs. The third year we got to the next level. We got to the quarterfinals. And that fourth year, I just really thought, man, there's got to be something that takes us so we can get a trophy. And we come up with this thought of the Band of Brothers, that if we'd all band together and be one unit and take care of the team aspect of it, that we thought that we had the talent level up where it needed to be to compete. And, you know, those guys just gravitated to that thought, and the community loved it too. They loved it that these guys were one whole unit. And it's not just on the football field. They take care of each other in the school. They take care of each other in the community, take care of each other everywhere that they are. And that they've really, really connected. And like I said, the community loves that. Our team for the last 2 years has always been introduced. We never introduced individuals. We're always introduced to the Band of Brothers. And those guys really gravitate to that thought. And, you know, as a team, if you really feel like you're one whole group, in football especially, it can take you a long way. So I think that moniker for us has brought a lot as far as trying to get us pushed to the next level.
Visiting with Gooding Senators head coach Cameron Anderson, what are some of the key must-see games for you and your squad this upcoming season?
You know, Wendell gave us a tussle last year. It's one of our arch rivals. We're excited to play them every year. The big games on our schedule, of course, Grangeville. They beat us last year within the second to last game of the season. No, it was the last game of the season. And, you know, we had the ball on the one first down with like 18 seconds to go and couldn't punch it in to get the tie and go into overtime. So that will be a battle because they're just really well coached and always a really fundamental football team. You know, Wood River was a team last year that really struggled, but they're bringing up some sophomores, and I know you think sophomore, but those sophomores have never lost a game in their career. And I think that they're going to start around 11 sophomores, and those guys, regardless of age, are just solid football players. I think that they'll be giving teams a battle. I think they have a shot to win a playoff spot in that District 4, 4A. And then at our conference, you know, I'm 6 years a coach, and I'm now the old graybeard in the conference. We got two brand new coaches, the Buell and Filer, and Kimberly's on a second year. So there's a lot of question marks at our conference, but Buell has always been a tough battle for us in their week eight. So, you know, I think that if all the cards fall right, we could be playing them for a district title at the end of the year if we can get past Kimberly and Filer.
Now, you mentioned in your preview that you've always wanted to be a high school football coach because that's a family thing. Could you expound on that just a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Murtaugh, Idaho, played 11-man football there. And my grandfather's, actually now the gyms in Murtaugh, there's two gyms. One is named the Anderson Gym, the other is named the Holst Gym. Those are my two grandfathers. That's my mom's dad and my dad's dad. And they coached several state championships over there in both football and basketball. And just, you know, my Grandpa Holtz passed away when I was really young. My Grandpa Anderson, when I started coaching, would travel around with me. And, you know, I just, even when I was in high school, my senior year, I was an assistant AD. I did work with our AD and just helped him schedule stuff. And it's just something that I've always wanted to do because of the guys that I looked up to. My dad played college football and is coaching it now. And I've always loved the game of football. And I've never remembered a time when I didn't want to be a head football coach. Because of those guys. And you know, every year I hope that I'm doing them proud from wherever they're watching us from. But you know, it's really, really fun doing what they love to do as well.
Last question for you. What are you most excited about for this upcoming season?
All these seniors. These seniors have, they're the tightest knit bunch of group that we've ever had. You know, we've always had good groups, like last year, Cole McGinnis and Hank Boger and Torin Brunson and Caden Barris. And you know, there are some really good kids in that, really good athletes. But, you know, this group, any given night, you'll find five or six of them hanging out with each other. And that means a lot towards your team, you know, it's team chemistry and the band of brothers. So, I mean, just this group of guys has been so fun to see them come up. You know, the first day of practice today, I showed them all a picture from their seventh grade year, which was my first year here in Gooding. And I showed them a picture when they were really, really little, and, you know, they kind of laughed at it. But, you know, this group, we've watched them coming up. They've had some really special talent in their group. And, you know, we just, with our new coaching staff, the addition of Ed Pinger, Kelly Jennings, Brody Parrott, guys like that that are coming into our system, you know, just getting those guys in front of these seniors and being with them for this ride that we got ahead of us. I was sick all night last night, not sleeping, waiting for this morning, and I was really glad that it turned out that we had a good practice.
Coach Anderson, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and good luck to you and the Senators this season.
Matt, thanks. We'll be looking around for you.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time, Coach. That's Cameron Anderson, the head coach of the Gooding Senators football team. Don't forget, you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, and rankings for all Gooding High School athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.